Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Very pleased and humbled to be joined by candidate for governor, our current Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Thanks again for spending some of your precious time with us, Madam Lieutenant Governor. Let me ask you this. We have yet to have a city of Milwaukee mayor that is a woman. We have yet to have a county executive in Milwaukee County that's a woman. There have been very few women to break through on all sorts of different axes. And we certainly have not yet had a female governor. Does gender factor in at all? Do you have to think about how you're messaging things, how you show up? What's that like to campaign for a statewide executive office as a woman?
Yeah, it. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter to some people. It does. But I'm also only the fourth female lieutenant governor since the state became a state in 1848. So that's insane to me as well. But what I would say to people is that don't vote for me because I am would be the first woman governor. Vote for me because I'm the most qualified. I have worked in private industry. I have held elected office in difficult districts, in purple districts. I have a lot of experience that I'm bringing to the table in executive management. I have a lot of experience in healthcare as a nurse. Those are the reasons why you should vote for me, not because I'm a woman.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I had on a good friend of mine, Lori Richards, yesterday. She's the CEO of Miller Communications here in Milwaukee. And we were talking about just this idea, one, that don't vote for someone or don't make them the CEO because they're a woman, but certainly don't eliminate them as a contender if their qualifications certainly indicate that they are prepared for those roles. Don't eliminate folks because they happen to be a woman as well. That brings me to reproductive choice and really the freedom of healthcare, to choose your healthcare in conference with your own family and your own doctor. Lieutenant Governor, it certainly would be refreshing to me as a woman and a Wisconsinite to see a female elected official in the big chair addressing reproductive freedom. Tell folks a bit about your viewpoints on this issue.
Well, I've been really clear. You know, we should have the protections that Roe versus Wade that we had nationally here in Wisconsin. And currently we do not have those protections. So we need to expand the type of services that people can get. And I'm a nurse by background. I know exactly what it means when people do not have access to reproductive health care, and that includes abortion care. And women should be making those decisions with their doctors, their family, and their faith leaders, if they so choose. Whoever they want in that room with them, whoever they want in that decision-making process, that is up to them. And we do not need politicians in the exam room for these types of decisions. So that's where I stand. I've always stood there making sure that women can talk to their doctors about reproductive health care, and anyone that needs reproductive health care can speak to their clinicians about it.
So very important that doctors and their patients make the decisions about health care, not politicians. Candidly, most of whom remain men making those decisions for families in the state and beyond. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, talk to me a little bit about, there is such an us versus them, this sort of artificial urban-rural divide. We sometimes feel, especially from the right, like it is being based on racial divisions. Again, how do we break through that? How do you as a candidate break through that and get people to realize what I think is factually true, that a factory worker or a person that has worked in childcare up from Rhinelander has way more in common with somebody from the city of Milwaukee or that works in Madison than they do Donald Trump and the rest of the billionaire oligarchs and overlords that seem to be pulling the strings of the GOP today?
I mean, it is, when I go all across all 72 counties, I mean, I do hear consistent things, but I am there to listen. I am there to listen and hear what people want from their government. And when I talk about democratic values, they often agree with me. And I have family and friends all across the state. My grandparents had a dairy farm in Richland County. I have an uncle who lives in St. Croix County. I have a brother who lives in Waukesha County with me. This is where I grew up. And so my ties to Wisconsin are strong and they are deep. And I know when I talk to people that we have the same fundamental values, that there is so much more that unites us than divides us across this. And I know that Democratic policies are going to help. They're going to lift all boats, not just the billionaires and the millionaires who, you know, getting their tax cut for, you know, another yacht, but being able to have a job where you can, again, put food on the table. You can take a vacation. You can have fun with your kids. You know, you can send them to college if they want to, or to technical school or wherever they want to go. These are the things that families deserve in Wisconsin, and that's what I'm going to deliver as governor.
For our last question this afternoon, Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez, let me ask you something completely unrelated to politics. What's a surprising fact about you that folks probably don't know that they would find fascinating or interesting? Again, can be completely unrelated to politics.
And it is. I'm actually an archery instructor.
Get out of here.
Yes, I am. And I'm a lefty. I use a left-handed bow, and it's the only thing that I'm left-handed in.
You're ambidextrous, but only when you add in the archery element.
Exactly. So that is super strange and weird, all those things. But yes, I'm a level one archery instructor, and I'm left-handed when I shoot.
We are so going to an archery range at some point in time, because I have tried and it is very difficult. You heard it here. Breaking news, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, expert archer. And not only that, she archers, I don't even know what the verb is, left-handedly. Thank you so much to Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez for spending some of your afternoon with us. Folks, you're going to want to stay tuned. We've got a professor from UW-Madison. We'll be discussing the challenging issues around sexual violence and human trafficking during this, the moment of the Epstein scandal. Don't go anywhere.